This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Every man in this room knows what it is he's got to throw away this afternoon. Every woman, perhaps, in this room, every young person knows, I've got to get rid of that. There are things in your life, get this, that may not be inherently evil in and of themselves, but they represent something that to you has become a barrier between you and the Lord. Do you follow me? I think I told this story before, but I remember a man telling me who'd been involved in an affair earlier in his life, I mean like 15, 20 years earlier in his life, and he said, I'm still struggling with feelings toward this woman. I've broken off the relationship. I haven't seen her, but I still struggle. And I was shooting in the dark. I didn't know anything. I said, well, do you have anything that belongs to her? And I just saw the countenance of his face change immediately. I mean, I read him, and then I knew he did. He said, well, it's funny you should say that. He said, I have this brown manila envelope that I keep sealed, and I have all the letters and notes from her, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And I stopped him, let me guess. Every so often you open that envelope and you read one of them. He said, no, I read all of them. I read all of them. And I said, you know what you need to do? And he said, I know. And that afternoon, he went home and he burned them. And then the next Sunday when I saw him, I just said, well, he said, they're gone. I knew what he meant, they're gone. I'm not saying you've got something like that at home. I'm not saying that you have anything close to that at home. But is there anything in your life that you need to throw away? And throw it away, listen to this, in the name of Christ. I throw this away, I discard it in the name and in the power of Jesus. That could speak to somebody here today. Throwing away the gods your forefathers worshiped beyond the river. Let's bring up verse 15 if we could. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is the most important verse, not only in this passage, it's the most important verse, not only in this chapter, this is the most important verse, in my opinion, of the whole book of Joshua. Everything that's taught in Joshua leads up to this verse that says, choose this day whom you're going to serve. Why? Because it's your choice. It's your decision, and it's my decision. Sometimes choices in life have to be made quickly. There are choices in life that you have time to ponder, you have time to think about, you have time to pray about, but there are choices in life that you have to make rather quickly. And so you say, well, what do you do in that case when you don't have a chance to pray about it? You pray preemptively. Here's what you do. You say, Lord, if I have any decisions coming up that impact my future and I don't have time to pray, I'm praying for that wisdom right now. I'm asking you in advance for wisdom. I'm asking you in advance for discernment. And if you remember, the book of James says, God freely gives wisdom to the man or woman who asks for it. Ask God preemptively ahead. And Lord, give me wisdom and discernment about the year ahead. And if I have to make a split-second decision, help me with it. Now then, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we're going to talk about praying for your children. It's a sensitive issue. Most people worry about their children. They reach a certain age, they start worrying about their grandchildren. We'll deal with some of those issues tomorrow as we continue this message from Joshua 24 tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.